across the Pennines from Manchester over the Tops towards Home Firth. Actually, I'm just between Ashton and Stalybridge at the minute, and I'm actually just thinking about possible sites for geocaches. What's a geocache? If you've not come across geocaching, it's not new, but it's sort of a best kept secret, really. It's sort of a massive global treasure hunt using GPS, satellite, sat nav type technologies, for people to hunt down hidden caches, which are anything from a tiny little object the size of your thumbnail to a bucket, hidden in plain sight around the world, under benches, behind post boxes, under trees, all over the place, all around you. You'd be surprised, there's probably one near you. It certainly surprised me, and I'm pretty new to it, and people have been doing this for 10 years. It's geocaching's 10th anniversary this year, started in the USA, and it really only made sense after the US government and governments around the world agreed to improve the accuracy by which sat navs could work. So prior to 10 years ago, people didn't really have them, because the most accurate reading that you could get was within a couple of hundred yards, and it's now down, as we know, to feet. So we've all got them in our cars and increasingly our phones, so it's more practical, and the applications in real life are more practical. But this is a game, and basically it's been around for the best part of 10 years. But before that, it's not massively different to the sorts of orienteering type games with a map and compass that certainly I did as a kid in Cubs and Scouts and things like that, where we used to have these things called wide games, and you'd go off with a set of coordinates and you had to find objects, anything from a tent peg to hidden stash of whatever it might be, badges or sweets or whatever. And it's a bit like that, and it gives you that kind of feeling, and it sounds a bit sad in some respects, but it's not, and it's certainly no sadder than the hottest property in tech right now, which is location-based apps. And we're just on the eve of South by Southwest in Texas, the big startup tech conference happening there alongside the music event. And the hottest property in tech right now, certainly in mobile apps, are location-based games. The biggies being the likes of Foursquare, Goala, Brightkite, amongst several others. But mostly they're about finding places, reviewing places, checking into places, and in some cases picking up objects. But by and large, those objects are virtual. If you use Goala, you get little virtual badges, collect little pins, virtual pins, based on how many places that you check in. So it's a bit of a numbers game. Or there are certain items that you can pick up at a certain location and leave it somewhere else for someone to pick up, but they are virtual items, anything from a cup of coffee to a pair of boots to a snake to random, really. That said, Goala are doing an event-based promotion around South by Southwest, where there are some real prizes to be won, and you can pick up these virtual tokens and convert them into real desirable goodies around Texas during this conference. So they are testing the art of the possible there by means of a promotion. But geocaching does that all the time. It's always about a real location, and there is always something real to find. And by and large, you go, you find it, you sign the log to say you visited it, and you go on their website, geocaching.com, and update the details of your find, or use the iPhone app to record your visit, which now is integrated with Twitter. So it's getting more social, it's getting more viral, and there are now, in the last week, over 1 million caches registered worldwide, which is a slow burn over 10 years, but over a quarter of them, over a quarter of a million, were registered in the last year alone. So it's about to reach that sort of tipping point, elusive tipping point. So geocaching, anyway, there you go. Look it up, have a go, and if you do, enjoy it. Cheers.